week on the Tech of Sports, Rick has a phone interview with the legendary coach Mike Ditka. Coach Ditka talks about a new prostate product, the NFL, Brett Favre, social media, and the upcoming general election. And now here is Rick and Coach Mike Ditka.
Thanks for joining me. And I have to applaud you throughout the years as being such a great businessman and successful businessman with the products and whatever venture you've gotten into. Now, a men's health supplement. Kind of take us through that decision and that approach a little bit.
The approach is good health, really, basically. You know, I work out. I just got done working out. I try to do the best I can. You can't stop the aging process, but you can slow it down by living your life the right way, by doing the right things, by putting the right things in your body. And I think supplements are great. I think they work. I've been taking them for the last 4 years, and they help me tremendously, whether it be a thing as simple as fish oil or 2 aspirin a day. There are certain things that I do in my regimen. So we came up with this formula, this prostate PM formula from, and I tell you what, life extension, what they've done, I think they're giving you a chance to really have better health in the sense that you're going to get a good night's sleep. Product has melatonin in it, so that really helps, kind of calms you down, helps you relax, helps you sleep a little bit better. You're not all night going to the bathroom, things like that. You know, I can't swear for everybody because I don't know everybody. I don't know what their habits are. It works for me, and it works very well for me. And I really, like I said, my health to me, what else can I control really in life? What else you really can control? And people who don't control their health are fools. Because, you know, if you take health for granted, you're not going to have it. So, I mean, I think, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to live. I don't know how long any of us are going to live. But why don't you live that life in quality instead of, poor health? And I'm not going to say, you know, anybody can get sick at any time. I understand that. But I think if you keep yourself pretty healthy, you got a better chance to live longer and enjoy more things in life.
The product is Prostate PM, and you know, all guys kind of, they all kind of go through phases, maybe where they're not taking care of themselves like they should. But have you noticed now, as you've aged gracefully, that you've noticed that you're making a conscious effort to stay healthy and do the right things more? And
yeah, I really do. I think it comes back to pride. I mean, I know that we can't have the vanity we had when we were 16, 17 years old, how we look and this and that. But I think everybody feels better when they look better. And they look better when they feel better. I guess it goes both ways. So, I mean, that's why I believe in the product. That's what extension's doing. They're giving you a chance, an opportunity to be healthier, to live a healthier life. And if that's not important, then you shouldn't take it. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and that's really the goal of a lot of men now, to stay around as long as they can. It's available many places. The product, DitkaProstatePM.com is a website, DitkaProstatePM.com. You can check out more information there. And Coach, while we have you on the line, have you noticed that with a lot of your football buddies as well? They're trying to take steps to stay healthy and do things now later in life, maybe that they didn't do before?
Well, a lot of my teammates, 60s, are not here anymore. You know, for whatever reason, you know, they're gone. I don't really, you know, the guys that I played ball with, I don't see any of the guys really. My last guy that I saw was Mike Powell in Chicago. He passed away. I don't really see a lot of the guys anymore. I see a lot of the guys that played for me when I was coaching. And I see them making a lot of efforts to do the right things and stay in the right shape. And I noticed I was at a function the other night with them, and how many of them really look good. Actually, I saw a lot of them at Buddy's funeral. That's where it was. And they look great. They look like they're taking care of themselves. So maybe at least they understand that and that support. But, I don't really see any of my teammates anymore. Even the ones in Dallas, I really don't see anybody anymore. And like I said, when you're past the 3/4 pole, you're pretty old. So, you know, it's not like, wow, I got another 100 to go. No, just live it out and enjoy it, do the right thing, and take care of yourself, and we'll see what happens.
Sure.
And, you know, you make the most of it. Try to get to the end of the road and stay as happy, keep your family as happy as you can do it. That's about the best way to say it.
Yeah, and try to get some exercise. I know that you you split your time and you're down in Florida quite a bit, and that probably gives you the chance to play a little golf. And how's your game?
I play a lot of golf. I stink, but I play a lot of golf. I'm going to play golf until I I can't hand play it anymore. I love it because it's something to do. It's a challenge. It's competition. It's all the things that I've gone through my whole life. But golf is so much different than everything else. It's got nothing to do with brute strength or, you know, overpowering anything. It takes a lot of mind and body coordination to play the game, but I love it. I play it, and yeah, I'm down in Florida. I'll be down there again all winter, and I love it. I mean, it's just something I do, and it gives you good exercise. I mean, it's not the best. I'm not out there. I'm riding most of the time. I'm riding all the time. Let me put that way. So I'm not walking around the golf course anymore. But I do enough exercise and enough walking around that I get all that in.
Sure. Yeah, football and golf, two totally different sports, kind of, than they were in the 70s and 80s. In football wise, if you were coaching now, I don't know how much you follow it or how much you know about social media and how the players and teams use it. What would be your opinion kind of on your players' use of social media if you were coaching now?
I think it's part of the environment, the scene, whatever you want to call it. Do I agree with it? No, I think that, I mean, I read something a long time ago, you know, what you do is really, it should be private to a degree. I mean, you're not breaking a law or anything. And I don't know that anybody would use social media for any other reason but to try to inflate their ego. And I'm sorry, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I think about it. I mean, I don't care. I don't want anybody to know what I'm doing. What am I going to say? Well, geez, I shot 80 today. Well, I shot 90. I shot 100. So what? I'm not going to tell them that. Oh, I had a great steak last night. So what? I don't understand. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm missing the boat because I'm old.
No.
I'd be damned if I want to tell and talk to people about that stuff. And I had people calling me or putting this up on my phone, and I don't even know how to use that. When it comes to Twitter and all that stuff, I don't even mess around with it.
Many people agree with you, Coach. So it's football coming up this fall. And again, one of the great competitors in football history, Brett Favre, will be going into joining the Hall of Fame this fall. And kind of your impressions, maybe memories, and what your opinion on his career and him going into the Hall.
Well, I know his parents, and I knew them for a long time when I was in New Orleans, and he really is he is just an outstanding football player. But I think Brett has grown so much as an individual. I mean, he's a great person. I mean, he's a fun guy to be around, and very athletic, very talented guy. I mean, and he's always going to be a Packer. I mean, I don't care anywhere else he played, he's always going to be a Packer. And one of the great Packers, because I have so much respect for that organization because of the number of years I played against the great Lombardi teams and coached against the teams they had up there. So, nobody is the best. You know, all of them are good in a degree, but this guy certainly has left a great positive mark on the NFL, and he's a great example for young people to follow.
Last thing, Coach, you've always kind of made it a point to be a little political or take sides, and maybe there was even talk of you running for office at some point in the past, but you've made it known of your support for Donald Trump, and do you have a little Donald Trump story, or are you looking forward to the convention coming up?
Well, I'm hoping that people understand that they put country first. You know, we hear all these slogans, but my God, come on. You can't jump out of the frying pan into the fire. And this is what they... But no, then again, it's a matter of choice. And you get what if you want it, that's what you're going to get. I mean, but, you know, don't sit around and say for 8 years, oh, we made a mistake here and there and this and that. There's no leadership there. If that's what you vote for, hey, you got to tolerate it, live with it. Hey, this country is a great country. It's a well-diversified country. This country can overcome basically almost anything. And in history, it really has overcome anything. And hopefully, they can overcome this thing we're going through now if we did it in the 60s, we overcame in the 60s where Trump couldn't do it, you know, stuff like that. And now you're always going to take the opposite side because that's the side that people don't agree with. Well, I don't know if that's right or wrong. I'm sorry, man. You know, I've been around a long time, and if I don't agree with something, I say it. And if I agree with it, I say that too. I think he's the best candidate, period.
We appreciate Coach Mike Dicka being on this episode of The Tech of Sports. The Tech of Sports is a product of the Modern Life Podcast Network.